Welcome to Business Online Education on BOE24, the partner of My Online Business Education. Presented to you by Andreas Bernisch and Matt Lloyd.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Ask Matt Lloyd. So today's question comes from a person called Sane, and Sane has asked, let me just read this out, they've said, where can I go to get basic computer fundamental skills so that I can be more successful in my business? So in other words, how do you learn the basic computer skills when you get started? And I can relate to this question. I got started in late 2008, and people often think, being a young guy, I picked up the technical skills of internet marketing quickly, and nothing could be further from the truth. When I got started, I had very limited technical skills. I knew how to check my email. Back then, I didn't even have Facebook. I wasn't even thinking of Facebook. But that's about it. And I knew how to search for things on Google. I didn't have any other technical skills beyond that. And none of this internet marketing stuff ever came naturally to me. Okay, so here's my advice to you. If you're getting started and you're struggling with how do you use a computer and do very basic things, find someone who's good at using a computer, at basic technical things, and pay them to teach you. So again, I got started in 2008, and early 2009, I hired my first person, okay, to be on my team. His name was Kia, and Kia was from Iran, okay? And let me tell you how I found Kia. Back then, I was still at university. So one day, I went down to the university library, and I started posting a sign saying that I was looking for someone who was studying computer science or computers, and I wanted this person to come and work for me for a couple hours per day and help me set up my internet marketing campaigns. Okay, help me do what I needed to do. Back then, I didn't have the first clue. I didn't know how to use WordPress. Had no idea how to build websites. Didn't even really know what a domain name was or hosting was. All of that was brand new to me. Okay, so I hired Kia, and he would actually come to my house. My house was maybe a 20-minute train ride away, and he would come to my house. We'd sit at my desk. My office was my bedroom back then, and we'd sit at my desk. He was there, I was here, computer in front of us, and I'd say, Kia, all right, this is what we need to do. We need to get a website. And I'd show him the website of someone else who was successful in internet marketing, and I'd tell him that I wanted the same thing. So through working with him, and I was paying him maybe $15 an hour cash, okay, which in Australia is, that's about average. But that was quite expensive for me back then. I couldn't afford to keep paying him that for very long. That's why I just hired him for about 2 hours per day. And he would actually do these things in front of me, and I'd be right there looking over his shoulder and watching how he did things. And at first, it just looked like a total chaotic mess. I had no idea what he was doing. Okay, so for example, he created a lead capture page for me. He showed me how to use WordPress. When I first saw WordPress, I thought, wow, this looks really technical. But he showed me how to use WordPress. He showed me what hosting was, what a domain name was, and I even started to learn very basic HTML coding. Very basic, okay? I still don't know how to do it, but I can at least recognize very basic HTML coding. Now, So I picked up a lot of things through watching him, and this wasn't overnight. This was over a couple of months. But I'm glad that I did, because it helped give me a basic knowledge of where things are. Now, with where I am today, I can tell you that you don't need to know how to do coding or anything like that to be successful. You really don't. I don't spend any of my time these days bothering with any of that. Okay, you can always find someone else who can do that for you. But it does help at some level to at least know the very basics of where things are and where things go. Number one, it'll help you hire people who actually can do that for you. And it will help you to avoid overpaying for certain things as well. Okay, but again, you don't need to know how to do a lot of that stuff. You want to focus on marketing and sales. Okay, so when you're starting off in internet marketing, if you have a choice between learning technical skills like how to build a WordPress blog from scratch or learning copywriting or marketing or sales skills, you would always go with the latter, okay? Because that is what brings in money. That's what's going to bring in the cash in your business. And especially in those early days, you need to be bringing in cash flow. Otherwise, you can't fund your business growth. You can't get going. Okay, so that's how I learned. That's how I learned to do very basic technical skills. I also learned a lot of this stuff just by doing it. I did it day in, day out. And at first it was very hard, okay? It was very hard, it was a little bit stressful, but after a while, I started to pick it up. So these days, when people see me at my computer doing these certain things, they think, wow, you're good at this, you really know your stuff. I wish I had those skills. And I say to them, well, 5-6 years ago, I had none of these skills. I just learned it through repetition, doing it every day, and through experience. So you can do the same thing, but that's what I recommend you do. Find someone who can help teach you, who has basic skills. Now, what you could do is you could go to a site like Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com. You could find someone in some part of the world, probably for $5 an hour or less, who would be willing to get on Skype with you, share their screen with you so you can actually see their computer screen and show you, teach you the basics of internet marketing. You could probably find someone who would be willing to do that. I mean, even at Mobe, we have traffic coaches. We have coaches who will sit down with you, and they're a little bit more expensive than $5 per hour, but they will sit down with you and they will actually show you how to do a lot of this stuff. They will share their computer screen with you and they will teach you step by step what you need to know. So for example, if you need to set up a WordPress blog or get a domain name or set up your email autoresponder, they will show you how, and they're very patient at it. They do this all day, so they know how to coach someone and teach them these things. If you're interested in getting one of our traffic coaches to help you, contact our support desk, mobe.com/support, and say that you're interested in purchasing some traffic coaching and they'll let you know the details. It's not that expensive. Or just go to Fiverr or find maybe a local university student who will teach you how to do these basic things. Okay, so hopefully that helps, and I'll see you in the next episode.
This was Business Online Education on BOE24.
Face the facts today.